أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب الله العالمين، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. وأما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ليغشين أمتي من بعدي كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل فيها مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع أقوام دينهم بعرض من الدنيا قليل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ta'at and ibadat in this beautiful month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the rules of Islam, insha'Allah ta'ala. There is a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It says, "Know that my nation after me will become swathed with trials like parts of dark night. At that time, a person will be a believer in the morning and a disbeliever in the evening. He will sleep a believer and wake up a disbeliever. Groups will sell their religion and their deen for a small offer of the world." Brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has warned us from a very, very big and dangerous fitna or sedition that will happen in the future after his death. And he said, "My nation will become swathed with trials like parts of dark night." This is the power of fitna. Walking in a desert without any light, any nur, is dangerous, and it's a very big risk. So, O Prophet, what will happen to your nation, to your ummah? Your ummah is praying. They are praying, they are fasting, they are reading Quran, they are going to Hajj, they are going to Islamic centers in Masajid. They are crying for Imam Hussein, they are doing Matam. How is it possible, O Prophet? A person will be a believer in the morning and disbeliever in the evening? Brothers and sisters, if we think about ourselves, we stayed awake the whole night in Laylatul Qadr until morning. So alhamdulillah. But brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Suratul Qadr, verse number 3, "Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr." The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So we shouldn't lose it very easily. A mu'min brother asked Ayatollah Hassan Zada Amuli an advice, a wasiyah. And Ayatollah Hassan Zada Amuli hafazahullah replied, "My advice is, whenever you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay, just stay. Don't go away. It's really important, staying in the right path, not going, because we all go to the right path sometimes. We go to masajid, we go to Islamic programs, Islamic centers, we go to Muslim Congress and different Islamic congresses and get a lot of thawab, reward, and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as the program finish, we just return to our bad habits in this dunya. So that's why Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny said, a person will be a believer in the morning and disbeliever in the evening. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny continues, that person will sleep believer and wake up a disbeliever. Let me give you an example. We go to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam's program in Muharram, and we believe kullu yawmin ashura kullu ardin karbala. At the same time, we believe every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. We do matam and taziyah for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and we cry. But after the program, we go home, sleep like a believer and a good lover and follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. But in the morning, we forget about everything. During the day, we forget what we did, what we said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget about our tawbah. We forget about our returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget about Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters, this hadith is really beautiful. And I love especially the last part of this hadith. يَبِيعُ أَقْوَامٌ دِينَهُمْ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٍ. It is really dangerous. What is the consequence of that kind of people? يَبِيعُ أَقْوَامٌ دِينَهُمْ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٍ. Groups will sell their religion for a small offer of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the rules of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salat wa salam and be the beauty of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salat wa salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salat wa salam said, be our beauty, don't be our ugliness. If you call your Shia, you have to be the beauty of Imam Sadiq alayhi salat wa salam. If you can't, don't call yourself Shia of